The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off today's program with audio-described performances coming up around the Triangle. Sunday, October 7th, it's The Revolutionists. France's fight for equality and freedom propels itself to modern times. With this bold, brave, and blisteringly funny new work about feminism, legacy, and standing up for one's beliefs. This is Raleigh Little Theater, 3 o'clock on Sunday, October 7th. Sunday, October 7th as well, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the reimagining of the biblical story of Joseph, his father Jacob, 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors, told entirely through song with the help of a main character narrator. The magical musical is full of catchy songs in a variety of styles. This is Carrie Players, Carrie Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Sunday, October 14th, Stuff Happens. In March 2003, we invaded a sovereign country looking for weapons of mass destruction. 15 years later, still looking. Shortly after the beginning of this event, playwright David Hare wrote a blistering play based on interviews he conducted and on his own imagination. They guessed at what might have been going on behind the scenes with Bush, Blair, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Powell, Rice, Wolfowitz, etc. In the 15 intervening years, no one has come forward to suggest that he got any facts wrong. This is Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium, 2 o'clock, Sunday, October 14th. Tuesday, October 16th, it's Skeleton Crew. At the start of the Great Recession, one of the last auto stamping plants in Detroit is on shaky ground. The long hours and demanding shifts have turned the line workers into a family. But the stress and strain of an uncertain future threatens to do more than just gum up the works. In the conclusion to her Detroit trilogy, Dominique Barisseau takes us deeply into the difficult choices each blue-collar worker must face as they see the writing on the wall. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill. Performance starts at 7:30. Saturday, October 20th, In the Heights. From the creator of Hamilton, the Tony Award-winning musical tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood, a place where the coffee from the corner bodega is light and sweet. The windows are always open, and the breeze carries the rhythms of three generations of music. This is North Carolina Theater at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. The curtain goes up at 2 on Saturday, October 20th. Sunday, October 21st, Once on This Island, adapted from the celebrated Broadway musical, this rousing calypso-flavored tale follows one small girl who finds love in a world of prejudice. This universal tale follows a fearless peasant girl in search of her place in the world and ready to risk it all for love. Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3. Then on Sunday, October 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Journey to the land of Narnia, discovered the magic and mystery of Aslan, the great lion, his struggle with the White Witch, and the adventures of four children who inadvertently wander into an old wardrobe. This story of love, faith, courage, and giving, with its triumph of good over evil, is a true celebration of life. Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. This is on Vivian Street in Durham. Friday, September 28th, it's Brian Regan, Critics, fans, and fellow comedians agree Brian is one of the most respected comedians in the country, with Vanity Fair calling Brian the funniest stand-up alive, and Entertainment Weekly calling him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. Saturday, September 29th, it is Joan Baez, the Fair or the Well Tour 2018. As a special offer to fans purchasing tickets for Baez's U.S. tour, a CD or digital download of her latest album, Whistle Down the Wind, is included with every ticket purchased. Sunday, September 30th, Deepak, Frankie Valli, and the Four Seasons. Of course, Valli, who rose to fame in 62, as the lead singer of the Four Seasons, is hotter than ever in the 21st century, thanks in great part to the play Jersey Boys. Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6, the Naked Magicians. The Naked Magicians is undoubtedly the world's funniest and naughtiest magic show. The show features magic, mirth, and more than a touch of mayhem, as these two hot and hilarious Aussie magicians say abracadabra and take magic to a whole new level. This is a boisterous R-rated magic show. Thursday, October 11th at Deepak, Lord of the Dance, Dangerous Games. This dazzling show, with music composed by Gerard Fahey, premiered at the iconic London Palladium in September 2014 to mark the milestone 20th anniversary since Michael Flatley became an international sensation. Lord of the Dance, Dangerous Games continues to thrill audiences around the globe with its intoxicating mix of dance and music that fuses the traditional with the contemporary in a classic tale. Saturday, October 13th, Distant Worlds, music from Final Fantasy. The renowned program of favorites is conducted by Grammy Award winner Arnie Roth, showcasing the Distant Worlds Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus. This performance will be accompanied by breathtaking HD video, direct from video game producer Square Enix, in a fully immersive and dynamic experience. Sunday, October 14th, it's Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. More than 30 of the Triangle's finest restaurant dishes will be paired with world-class wines at the second annual Sip and Savor, a wine, food, and music experience. And as you might expect, this is a 21-plus only event. Monday, October 15th, it's the 50th anniversary of Sweetheart of the Rodeo. The Byrds album is performed in its entirety by Byrds co-founders Roger McGinn and Chris Hillman, and Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives. They'll tell the story that brought the album to life. It is widely considered to be one of the most influential country rock albums of all time. And in 2003, the album was ranked 117 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. All right, also coming up at Deepak, Wednesday, October 17th, Mystery Science Theater 3000 Live, featuring Deathstalker. Sunday, October 21st, Jeremy Camp and Matthew West, The Answer All In Tour. Saturday, October 27th, The Choir of Man. Sunday, October 28th, RBRM. It's Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Tuesday, October 30th, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show. Friday, November 2nd, Ron White, Tater Salad is back tour. Saturday, November 3rd, it's the legendary Bob Dylan. And then Tuesday, November 6th through Sunday, December 2nd, the always packed house Hamilton. Of course, it's won all kinds of awards. I'd like to see it, but who knows what a ticket is going for these days. All right, so let's sip across, or not across town, but a little bit further to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, September 26th, it's the Squirrel Nut Zippers, tickets $25 and $45. Thursday, September 27th, Hype World Premiere Screening. Program starts at 7. It's free with an RSVP. Thursday, September 27th, Welcome to Night Vale, A Spy in the Desert. Tickets $27.50 and $32.50. Friday, September 28th, Art of Cool Festival event. Saturday, September 29th, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child Gospel Play. Performance is at 7:30 and tickets are $49, $59, and $69. Sunday, September 30th, Randy Rainbow Live. Yeah, that's his real name. Tickets are $39.50. The performance starts at 7. Wednesday, October 3rd, Inside the Staircase. Lies, Fake Science, and the Owl Theory. An evening with David Rudolph from Netflix's The Staircase. Tickets $19.50 to $39.50. Platinum tickets can be purchased online. Thursday, October 4th, Stephen Curtis Chapman. Tickets $34.75 to $69.75. Friday, October 5th, it's Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. Tickets $28.50 and $38.50. Saturday, October 6th, it's Capital Steps, Make America Grin Again. Tickets start at $35. The show starts at 7:30. Monday, October 7th, A Toast to Women, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle. Tickets at $30. Concert starts at 3. Wednesday, October 10th, it's Funny Man Stephen Wright. Tickets $37 and $47. Thursday, October 11th, Buica. Tickets are $35, $45, and $55. Thursday, October 18th, Trixie Mattel, The Super Bowl Cut. Saturday, October 20th, Kathleen Madigan, Boxed Wine and Bigfoot Tour. Monday, October 22nd, Tori Kelly, Hiding Place Tour. We'll say that one again. Monday, October 22nd at Carolina Theater, Tori Kelly. Okay, let's move on to Raleigh and the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Now through September 30th, it's Firebird, Carolina Ballet, the ballet by Russian composer Igor Stravinsky, Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 27th, it's the 29th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards Show, Memorial Auditorium. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Friday, September 28th, it's Beethoven's Fifth, the North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, Maimandy Concert Hall at noon. October 5 through 7, Star Wars, A New Hope, in concert, North Carolina Symphony Pops Series. Experience Star Wars like never before. Sit back and cheer on Luke and Leia in their first epic battle with the Galactic Empire. The iconic 1977 film Star Wars, A New Hope, plays on the big screen as the symphony performs the heart-thumping John Williams score live. October 5th through the 21st, Peter Rabbit and His Friends, Theater Raleigh. The Adventures of Peter Rabbit and His Friends interweaves 5 delightful tales into an engaging story about their creator, Beatrix Potter, who overcame a lonely, strict childhood to become one of the most widely read children's authors of all time. This 55-minute play is suitable for all ages, but best enjoyed by children in kindergarten through 5th grade. Friday, October 5th, Christian Nodal. Nodal, born in 1999, is a Mexican singer-songwriter of mariachi music. This is at Memorial Auditorium, 9 o'clock. Friday, October 5th, Hysteria de Venezuela. in the midst of the tragic crisis that Venezuela faces right now, we're taking a look at the hysteria. Sorry, we meant history, to know why so many Venezuelans have left their homeland. What is the reason a country with all the richness and beauty such as Venezuela has lost its way and reached this dramatic situation? This event will be entirely in Spanish, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Saturday, October 6th, the National Inclusion Project's 15th Anniversary Champions Gala, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Saturday, October 6th, the Love Again Tour featuring High Five and Soul for Real. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Monday, October 8th, a paranormal evening with Alice Cooper. That doesn't seem to be much of a stretch. Cooper pioneered a grandly theatrical brand of hard rock that was designed to shock. Known as the architect of shock rock, Cooper has rattled the cages and undermined the authority of generations of guardians of the status quo, continuing to surprise fans and exude danger at every turn. Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. October 11th through the 28th, Dracula. This is Carolina Ballet. In the spirit of all things spooky, Lynn Taylor Corbett's Dracula returns to the stage after 4 years, just in time for Halloween. This program also includes Robert Weiss's scary evocation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, October 11th through the 28th, Carolina Ballet's Dracula. Friday and Saturday, October 12 and 13, Rhapsody in Blue, Maimandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. October 16th through the 21st, In the Heights. This is North Carolina Theater. We talked about it earlier in the program. It's the first production of the 2018-2019 Broadway season from the creator of Hamilton. Friday, October 19th, Suicide Girls, Blackheart Burlesque, Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, October 21st, Norma, North Carolina Opera. Wednesday, October 24th, UB40, Memorial Auditorium. This event has been canceled. Thursday, October 25th, Neil Brennan, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, October 26th, Paula Poundstone, Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, October 27th, Halloween Spooktacular, North Carolina Symphony Young People's Concert, Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, October 28th, David Faraday, Live Off Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Monday, October 29th, Dweezil Zappa, the Choice Cuts 2018 Tour. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Okay, looking at the schedule for Raleigh Little Theater in the upcoming weeks, September 28th through October 14th, it's the Revolutionists. October 19th through the 28th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. November 30th through December 16th, Cinderella. January 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. February 15th through the 24th, Junie B. Jones, The Musical. March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. Also in the 2018-2019 season, April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, A Sherlock Holmes Mystery. May 18 and 19, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert. And then May 31st through June 16th, it is Pippin. All right, the amphitheater season is coming to a close in the coming weeks. Coastal Credit Union has two more concerts. Thursday, October 4th, it is Lady Antebellum, Darius Rucker, and Russell Dickerson. And then Friday, October 12th, Chris Stapleton, Marty Stewart, and Brett Cobb. Raleigh's Red Hat Amphitheater on McDowell Street, Friday and Saturday, September 28 and 29, select concerts from the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass. Monday, October 8th, For You, Symphonic Celebration of Prince. Then Friday, October 12th, Humphreys McKee with special guest Zach Deputy. And Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater on Regency Parkway. Wednesday, September 26th, Johnny Folsom IV and Patsy Cline tribute. Thursday, September 27th, Vince Gill. Friday, September 28th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Wednesday, October 3rd, Garrett Newton Band with Carolina Lightning. This is a rescheduled concert from September 12th. Thursday, October 4th, Classic Country Throwdown, starring Tracy Lawrence, Phil Vassar, Little Texas, and Cletus T. Judd. Saturday, October 6th, Brunch Fest. Saturday, October 6th, Rosé After Hours. Thursday, October 11th, Chris Tucker with special guest D.L. Hughley. Friday and Saturday, October 19 and 20, Triangle Oktoberfest. Friday and Saturday, October 26 and 27, Theater Raleigh presents the Rocky Horror Show. And if you want to look a little more ahead, November 23rd through January 13th at Coca Booth Amphitheater, it is the Chinese Lantern Festival, always a very popular event. Okay, at North Hills these days, it's Friday Night Tributes, run through October 12th from 7 to 9 at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. September 28th, the Shakedown Tom Petty Tribute. October 5th, Liquid Pleasure Hip Hop R&B. October 12th, 42, it's a Coldplay Tribute. Then coming up on October 27th, which is a Saturday, the North Carolina Wine Festival, and this is also at Midtown Park. Okay, the State Fair is coming up very soon. The folks at State Fair are selling advance tickets up until October 11th. There's all kinds of entertainment. The canine stars with multiple breeds of dogs and mixes who have been rescued or adopted from shelters. The Dream City Ladybugs, giant ladybugs who will be roaming around the Flower and Garden Show. A fire safety show in Kittyland, Kachunga and the Alligator Show, where you can witness a dangerous dance of reflexes and agility as Kachunga wrestles a ferocious man-eating reptile with his bare hands. Yeah, he does. That's not all. Of course, there's the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Bubble Wonders in Kittyland, Chinese Imperial Acrobats, Circle C Racing Pigs, International All-Star Circus, Jeff Robbins Mountain Music, Stories and Dance, a Laser Light Show, Pirates of the Colombian Caribbean, the Red Trousers Show, and the State Fair Monster Mural. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, at Dorton Arena, we've got their rundown as well. On Thursday, October 11th, Raleigh-based Southern rock band American Aquarium. Friday, October 12th, YouTubers Rhett and Link from Buies Creek. Saturday, October 13th, a night of worship with Faith Church. Sunday, October 14th, Mr. Potato Head. Monday, October 15th, Ray Lynn with Bucky Covington. Tuesday, October 16th, Noche Latina. Wednesday, October 17th, Summer Brook and the Mountain Faith Band, featuring Britton Buchanan. Thursday, October 18th, The War and Treaty with Raleigh-based New Reveille. Friday, October 19th, Between the Buried and Me. Saturday, October 20th, The Catalinas. And Sunday, October 21st, to close out the State Fair's Dorton Arena shows, Who's Bad? A Michael Jackson tribute band. Okay, let's look at the list of things coming up at PNC Arena. A couple of new things in here. Thursday, October 11th, David Jeremiah, The Overcomer Tour. Saturday, October 13th, WWE Live. Ticket prices for the prices range from $15 to $100. The Sunday, October 14th show featuring Nicki Minaj has been canceled. Tuesday, October 23rd, Elevation Worship. Friday, November 9th, Travis Scott, the Astro World Tour. Thursday, November 29th, for King and Country, the Little Drummer Boy, the Christmas tour featuring Zach Williams. Saturday, December 1st, at PNC Arena, Chris Young, Losing Sleep World Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, December 5 through 9, it is Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Wednesday, December 12th, an always Christmas time feature, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Again, that's Wednesday, December 12th. Saturday, December 15th, the Lit AF Tour, hosted by Martin Lawrence. Sunday, December 30th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods Tour. Sunday, January 27th, she's back, Cher, Here We Go Again Tour 2019. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, Worldwide Tour. Tuesday, March 12th, it is Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Monday, May 27th, Paul McCartney, Freshen Up Tour. And Monday, September 30th, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Special guest, Maddie and Jay, and Runaway June. All right, of course, can't forget about the IBMA Association. It's right around the corner. World of Bluegrass 2018 runs September 25 through 29. It includes Wide Open Bluegrass, Bluegrass Ramble, the Association's Business Conference, and, as mentioned earlier, the awards show. Of course, there's also the Art of Cool in Durham. It is September 28 and 29. This is the fifth anniversary of AOC Fest, also known as the Art of Cool Festival. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.